We won't hesitate, it cannot wait. Compost!
Woo!
Straight out of compost.
Where he finds these farmer, yeah, I have no idea.
At first I thought, oh, is that a different commercial? Or... Love it, Gary.
We are talking compost here at Rosie on the House. It is the fourth Saturday of the month, so we've got Farmer Greg in. And you know, compost, it... I think Eisenhower, our arborist, says this a lot as well, is, you know, our job is not really to care for the trees. Our job is to manage the soil.
Make
and then the trees
soil.
Do the rest. And the, that applies to... anything growing.
Yep. The single biggest thing you can do to grow healthy, happy trees, plants, bushes, whatever you want to grow, is grow healthy soil. If you have healthy soil, the likelihood that your plants are going to be much healthier is huge. Plus, healthy soil produces food that tastes better and is more nutrient dense for us. So, but you, for those listeners out there that listen all the time, that's what I preach about all the time.
Endless benefits. So, and the topic of today is to help you get that perfect compost in 6 months if you've got the motivation for it, or if you're currently composting, maybe something new to our new tactic that you might pick up, or just an inspiration to get back out there and fill it back up, as Farmer Greg was saying, is 4x4 wood pallet crate 2 weeks ago was already halfway halfway down.
It's absolutely amazing. So I want to talk about a permaculture concept that ties directly into composting. It is called stacking functions. And so I went back to school late in life, and I never stopped learning. And in the early 90s, I learned permaculture. And in permaculture, I learned this term, stacking functions. I get back to Arizona State University in 1999, and I'm taking this class on transportation planning. I have 2 degrees in urban planning from Arizona State University. And so one of the classes was, how do we get around in our cities? And one of the concepts that they brought forward in that class was something called trip stacking. And so, you know, here it is. I did my permaculture design course in 1992, and here we are in 1999, and they're talking stacking. Hold on. My, you know, radar goes off. It's like, all right, how does this correlate? Well, trip stacking is something that they talk about in transportation planning, where we don't go to the grocery store and come home, and go to the drugstore and come home, and go to the pet store and come home. We do it as a loop. That's called trip stacking. It makes for more efficient transportation and getting around, right? Saves you time, so on and so on. Stacking functions is that same concept in our yard. And there are so many things in our yard that we can stack functions over. And let's just talk about a chicken. Chickens are our friends in our backyard. They're our pets in our backyard. And they're workers in our backyard. And so we have this asset called a hen. No roosters in our backyard. We have this asset called a hen that gives us eggs every day and gives us poop every day. So that's two functions that a hen does in our yard. And then she also digs. They make wicked diggers, eat bugs, eat weeds. I often will put my composting areas in the chicken area because they help keep the bugs down. And then what I'll do...
And like you said, they're diggers, so they're turning the soil for you. You're not out there with your shovel having to flip it or a pitchfork or whatever you're using.
Right. Well, and the cool thing about that is that all I have to do when the compost is getting close to being ready is I just take the walls down and I let the chickens root through it. They eat the bugs and the weeds, and they add their manure along the way, and it all gets... you know, stirred up nicely, and then I just scoop it up. It's my compost for the yard. So that is that's the stacking functions of a chicken, is how many things that can that chicken do. So what I really encourage you guys to do is look at your yard, and I tell people this often, spend at least a year in your yard before you make any major changes. so that you don't make any big mistakes. And pay attention to what's going on in the space and what assets do you have there. In fact, I have to get up on the, it rained a little bit yesterday, and that's my indication. Before the real storms show up, I have to get up on the roof and sweep off the leaves. Now, a lot of people take those leaves and throw them away, wherever way is. I'm going to put them in buckets, and that's my compost down the road. So all of a sudden, that tree, I have this huge 60-foot ash tree in my backyard that shades my house in the afternoon. It drops its leaves in the late fall or early winter, and that's mulch. This time of year, it's dropping the seeds in an abundance. Again, that's mulch. So I have this tree that's giving me mulch and shade and cooling my house. So that's also called stacking function. So really what I want you to do is go pay attention to what's going on in your yard to see what happens before you make any major changes.
And if, you know, you're in a brand new home with a scraped backyard and you're looking for a place to start, that's a completely different topic.
That's a completely different. And I love talking about that. If you have a dirt backyard, don't put gravel down. Gravel makes it hotter and less likely to be able to grow anything. What do we put there, Romy? You know this. Woody mulch.
How deep?
At least 6 inches of woody mulch.